Now, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about when your first day there, because it sounds like from what you're telling me that the Packard Bell plant wasn't as large as the.
Oh, Lockheed is a huge place.
Yeah. How did you feel your first day? Can you describe
Oh,
your
I thought I'd
life?
get lost every time I went anywhere. It was
Okay.
so huge, you know.
And what did the buildings look like, say, in, I know Lockheed has changed quite a bit over the years,
The
but
building is still there that I worked at.
the first one you went into? What was it like?
All kinds of drill presses, all kinds of men hammering and drilling and drop hammers and planes going overhead. They had a crane that moved things about, and everybody was running this way and that way and getting tools, and they were really working.
So when you walk in, there's a lot of activity.
But where they took my job was up on the balcony, you know, and it was away from all that down in where they were really putting the plane together.
So this was quite a large building.
Oh, a tremendous little building.
And you were upstairs
On the balcony,
on a
huh?
balcony. Was it noisy for you?
Yes, it was noisy.
Was it, say, more noisy down
Downstairs, yeah.
and up in your area, what other kinds of things were up on that
Oh,
balcony?
they're making hundreds of parts and things. All kind of, you didn't know what you was doing. If you did, well, you was pretty smart.
So you
Well,
were.
you didn't care as long as you got paid on payday, and whistles would blow for your break. You'd get a 10-minute break, and at that time they would had a cart go through there, and it had coffee on it, and all kinds of coffee cakes or donuts or things. And when that whistle blew, you could go over there and get those things. But then the girls and boys both spoiled it. They'd line up there before the whistle would blow, you know, and then here came a supervisor or somebody by and caught all those people, so they wouldn't let them come in there anymore. So they put it outside, so you'd have to run outside and if you wanted anything like that. But I always brought my lunch and stayed right in the area.
How would the day go to you at, well, maybe we could just say what a, especially when you're first working there, what a typical day would go like for you. What
Well, you're inside, you didn't know it was day or light or dark, you know. And it went fast because everybody was working, and a fast day, you know, if you're busy all day long, it don't take too long, I don't think.
What time would you have to leave the
I
house?
left home at 2 o'clock, and I think I went to work at 4, I don't know.
So it took quite a while to get.
Well, the time you got there, and I was always on time. I never wanted to be late. And the bus schedules, you go by that. You don't want to miss the bus.
So then you would work, say you would leave the house at about 2, and then get to Lockheed at about 4 or
I'd get
so,
there before that.
a little before 4.
Took about an hour, I think.
What did you do with your time before work started?
Oh, you get all your tools out on the bench and your lunch bags fixed away and your clothes and hanging up, and your first thing you do is ring in so you get paid on payday. And when the whistle blew, you're all ready to go to work.
And then, how long would you work, say, before you got your first break?
Well, I think that was about 10 o'clock. I don't know. That was swing shift. I don't remember.
When did they give you like a dinner break in there?
Just a 10-minute break, and then you had a half an hour for lunch.
And then was there another break later, or did you
Yes, you got one in the morning, one in the afternoon. Well, a lot of people smoke, and they go off and smoke. I didn't smoke.
Did say at the end of your first few days there, did you feel tired from the work or?
I don't remember. I never did feel tired, I don't think.
And then would you go home and then just go to sleep
I go right home and go to bed. Because everybody was in bed, you didn't make a noise.
Uh-huh. And then what time would you get up then?
Well, I got up about 11 o'clock. When I woke up, I got up.
Mm-hmm.
And I start getting ready for work.
Uh-huh. So it was pretty much you'd come home and then sleep. And then did you have any time during the day to get everything done?
No. It was nighttime when I got home. So.
Uh-huh. I see. In terms of the family, was working a swing shift, did that change much of your interaction with the people in your family?
Well, I don't know whether it changed my family, but it sure lost a lot of boyfriends.
Because
I never saw them anymore, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What did you do for a social life during the war?
Well, you didn't. You just worked, sleep, and eat.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Mm-hmm. Were you still expected to do things around the house, say?
Well, no.
Uh-huh.
Mother, always washed dishes, and she always wiped, and so that sort of thing I did. And I always made my bed, and I always hung up my own things. I always did my own laundry. I always did my own things. Mother never did anything for me.
Mm-hmm. I see. Did, on your days off, how would you spend those?
Washing and ironing.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Sure. We didn't have a wash and wear, you know, and you had to iron.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any, did that give you any chance to, say, go out on dates or anything on your day off?
Mm-mm. I never could go anymore. And they found other girlfriends anyway, so.
Mm-hmm. I see. So, and that was sort of, that was for quite a while, because then you were saying that you only got every 2 Sundays a month off, and you worked that shift for about 3.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I see. Did they give you, when you went to work there, did they give you any extra money for the overtime on those days when you...
Well, you didn't get any overtime. Because they had the 3 shifts. The next fellow came in and took over from your job.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way they did it.
Mm-hmm. When you worked, say, 6 days instead of 5, or that must have, did that put you over the 40 hours? Or?
No, it's 40 hours.
Uh-huh. And so was there...
I think they had a permission to work over hours. Mm-hmm. During the war.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Did they give automatic raises? I know some of the places, like, after 30 days or whatever, they would...
Well, I think they did, uh-huh. If you're there so long, mm-hmm. you got your... I always got a raise. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm. And then you were saying that you got some based on what work you were able to do, or...?
Well, there's different classifications, and
mm-hmm.
you just... Well, when you got seniority, you're the head man, and you're supposed to go ahead, you know.
Mm-hmm. I see. How long was it before you, when you went to work there, did you feel pretty confident about being able to do whatever they...
After I'd been there a week, I could do anything. It didn't bother me, never.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you enjoy the work?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
And the company was terrific. We had real nice times and real friends.
Mm-hmm. So you got to know the people you were working
with? Oh, yes.
Were you allowed to, say, talk to each other while you were...
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
It was so noisy, you couldn't hear each other anyway. And there was a time when we weren't supposed to talk. We had a supervisor who wouldn't let us talk, so we used to sing. And he kind of frowned on that. He thought we were talking over there one day, and when he came by and found out we were all singing, he just walked away and left us.
Was there any kind of, did you get to know, say, the people that you were working with, did you have chances to talk over with them about their lives and what they were doing?
Never was interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when they'd have these breaks, you'd go to the restroom, or you'd do something that you had to do away from your bench. You know, that's what you would do. Mm-hmm. And 10 minutes is not very long, or 15, I don't know what it was now. Mm-hmm. And you just work and come back again, that's all. Mm-hmm.
So when you would, say, have a lunch break or whatever, would people sit and talk to each other? Or?
Oh, yes, we sit in there.
What kinds of things would they talk about?
I don't know.
Were the other women who were working there about your same age? Or?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Were many of them married or have children or anything? Or?
I don't think there was very many married at that time. Uh-huh. Later on, they got married women. And a lot of them, when their husbands would go to war, they'd come to work.
Mm-hmm. But when you were first there, most of them...
No, I don't think those girls were married.
Mm-hmm. I see. Were there ever, when you were working there, were the women who were working there mainly white women, or were there other...
Oh, yes. We didn't have colored people till, during the war, they brought a lot from the South, and we didn't have it. Not even the sweepers were colored. They were, one man that was sweeping was a Shriner. He couldn't buy materials to build buildings, and he was a builder and contractor, and he couldn't get any more materials because the war effort had it all sewed up, so he came to work at Lockheed, and he couldn't get in the where they build anything like chairs or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So he just took sweeping, and one day I looked in, and none of the girls would move their stools when he came along. He was a little ugly old man, So I used to take my stool and put it up out of the way so he could sweep and go on. And one day I noticed he had a Shriner's badge. I says, "What are you doing with a Shriner's badge working in here?" He says, "Well, I can't buy materials to build anything, so I come in here." And he says, "The department I want, there's no opening, so I took sweeping." Mm-hmm. So that's the way a lot of them did, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And for a long time, there were no minority workers?
Well, no, they brought a lot from the South, and then they brought them in. We had one colored woman that was there, and they stayed in the restroom and hand out the tissue papers and all like that. Mm-hmm. And the thing we had to wash was a great big round thing that you stepped on it, and the water came out on this thing, and mm-hmm. a lot of times I had to get stuck, and she'd have to get the plumber and all that kind of things. But she kept saying, I was tired since the last war. And come to find out, she had about 17 children. No wonder she was tired. Poor woman, she had problems.
Yeah. Did, were there any, say, other than, say, black women, say, Mexican or Chinese?
I don't remember any, not at first. But after a while, we had Indians and Spanish and Japanese and a lot of them. They were very good help.
Mm-hmm. I was just wondering if in terms of the way your work was set up, would you have to, was there something new every morning, or would you just...
No, you'd have this big box, and you had to put all this thing, you had to finish it up, and you had to have the inspector buy it, you know, to see if there's anything looser, it wasn't wired right, or wasn't like that, and then they had to have the Navy buy it, mm-hmm. and it was all inspected before you got rid of it. Mm-hmm. And then you'd get another job, and maybe it'd be different, something else, maybe it'd be the same thing. Mm-hmm. How many ever they made. Mm-hmm. But I'd worked on the Venturas before... first plane I worked on.
Mm-hmm. Did they have...
It's for England.
Pardon?
They were for England.
So that was before...
Before we got Lockheed's planes in there.
Uh-huh. Did they have... question is completely... when you were working on the different wiring things, did you mainly work, say, by yourself on one piece, and then as you finished it, someone inspected it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And did they, was there just like a whole bunch of parts and you just pick up what you needed, or how did that?
Well, the lead man usually gave you all your things that you had to put in there.
Mm-hmm. So after you finished, say, working on one part, would you have to go to him to ask what to do next? Or?
Well, he usually tell you. He was waiting for you to get through that thing.
What was the work pace like?
Well, you just kept on working. They didn't drive you or didn't say anything to you. They were real fine people. Mr. Gross was very fine.
Mm-hmm. Was there any, with the men who were working there on the job, how did they seem to, say with this one man, he was supervising them, I take it quite a few women. Did you get to know him?
Oh, sure.
Uh-huh. How did people seem to get along with?
Well, we all got along.
Uh-huh.
We didn't have any trouble.
Mm-hmm. You said at one point that some of the men resented the women being there.
Oh yes, you'd ask them later on when you went down on the plane. You'd ask them to lift something heavy or something, and they'd complain all the time, but they still would help you. And if they didn't, two of us girls would get together, three, and we'd move it anyway. So it was never any problem.
Mm-hmm.
But after a while, when they really realized that the women were going to have to do the jobs and all the boys kept disappearing, well, the older men got to stay and they got to be supervisors. Well, I've seen men come in the department and I'd show them how to do these work, and first thing you know, I'm working for him.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be a supervisor, just because he was a man. But he was an older man, usually.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he had a son or two in the service.
Yeah. Was there much flirting or things like that going on?
I guess there was a lot of it going, but I never got involved in it. A lot of homes were changed. A lot of men went to war, and they stayed overseas. They never came back. They found somebody else over there.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of supervisors got to run around with different girls, and that was changed. But I never did that. I wasn't brought up that way.
Mm-hmm.
A man was married, he was married, and that was it.
Yeah.
Still to this day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was there any opportunity to, say, meet single men there or get to know anybody?
Not too many.
Yeah.
If they were, had something wrong with them or something like that, that they didn't pass their physical to get in their service, then they could get a job out there.
I see. Was there ever any, say, problem with men being fresh with the women?
Well, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We was up there in a room with hundreds of people, you're not going to get fresh.
So, as far as you know, I mean, was there anything?
Well, we never had any scandal or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I see. Were there many migrant workers there? Yeah, I guess they call them Okies a lot of times.
Anyone?
I guess the Okies or...
Yes, I used to say the Okies and the Arkies and the Texans, if they'd go home, we wouldn't have a house shortage. But they were good.
Uh-huh.
People. And when the war was over, a lot of them did go. Some fella, he kept saying, he says, when this war is over, I'm going down to the gas station, I'm going to load up with gas and come by the house, and the old lady's not ready, I'm going off and leave her. Years later, he's still there, he didn't go. He got to like California, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How did people seem to treat them differently than...
No.
Mm-hmm. So it's just sort of...
You just made fun of them. They had seven things to fly back at you. You didn't get anywhere with them.
Okay. Did they have was there much, say, you mentioned the joke and things? Was there much teasing and things that went on?
Oh yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Uh
huh. Yeah, they were always teasing me. I don't know.
Mhm.
One time they cut a lot of little black wires, you know, it wasn't too long, and they were going to throw these away, and they made like little worms. And they put them under my stool and went, showed everybody, and I've been working there all day and paying attention, and they told me I had worms. And then one girl talked to me. She says something about she's going to have to get her winter underwear out. And I says, my gosh, do you wear winter underwear? And she says, yes, don't you? And I said, no, I wear the same underwear all year. So she goes over to the inspector, and he gets a tag, and they tag it on the back of me that I wore the same underwear all year. I should change my underwear. Well, now that's the kind of things that were going on.
Uh-huh.
And then some of the girls were pregnant. And they bought a lot of stools with that didn't have bikes on it. And then when they got these women that had were pregnant, but they didn't want to fall off the chair, so they put some backs on them. So one fellow was putting a back on them, and he got everybody of these pregnant women. And when they had to go to the restroom or go anywhere, somebody had to go with them so they didn't fall.
Mm-hmm.
And so he brings the last stool over, had a back on it, and said it was for me, but I never got pregnant on them.
Did they?
That was just a lot of fun, you know, there was nothing to it.
Uh-huh. Did they have, with the women who are pregnant, how long were they able to work?
I think 6 months.
Uh-huh. So quite a ways through.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did, in terms of, you'd mentioned that someone had to go to the restroom with them in case they fell. Were there a lot of health or safety?
Oh, yes.
Features there?
Mm-hmm. Even to this day, I watch safety. You know, walking along with somebody, I think it'd fall on something, I'd kick it off the sidewalk or something like that. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to think safety, because you don't want anybody getting hurt.
Yeah. Did they have special safety clothing or anything that you had to wear?
Yeah, when you were drilling or anything, you had to wear safety glasses. And we always had to have our hair in a net or something, or we couldn't let it fly or anything.
Mm-hmm. Did you have to wear special shoes?
Yeah, we had to wear shoes with toes in them always.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Was there? Did you ever see or know of anyone who was injured on the job when you were there?
Well, I know there was some girl down on the plane that got her hair caught in the gears and took all her hair off,
mm-hmm.
And they were after us for weeks after that to watch all that kind of stuff. But we didn't work there anymore. They had that.
Mm-hmm.
Once in a while, we'd get burned or something.
Soldering
iron.
Uh-huh. But other than that, there wasn't...
Not too many.
Uh-huh. Were there any... You'd mentioned that they had almost a hospital.
Yeah, they have a hospital. They have a quiet room. You'd go in and lay down. And even in the restroom, they had places where you could lay down for a while.
Mm-hmm. Did they have, I was wondering with other kinds of services that they might have, did they have, I know some of the coaches had counselors, I think they, even women's counselors. Did you ever hear of anything like that at Boston?
Well, they had the Buck of the Month Club that if you got broke or anything, you could borrow from them. And then you always go to the union if you had any problems. Everybody called the union, and then there's really upset.
Mm-hmm.
But I never had any problems. If I had a problem, I went to the supervisor, and I had it straightened out. I didn't need the other departments to come in and things, but I didn't. I never had any problems.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to, with the union, that brings up a whole another set of questions. I was going to ask you so there was a union there.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Did you join it?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I'm ready for a 35-year pin.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Almost. Uh-huh. In a couple more years.
Which union was it?
Hmm?
Which union was it?
727.
Uh-huh.
A&D in Lockheed.
Mm-hmm.
It's a CIO and IAM, I guess. I don't know.
IAM, then.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Did when you went to work there, how long was it before you joined the union?
I didn't join the union until I went down on the line.
Uh-huh. Had anyone talked to you about it before?
Not
that?
Too much.
Uh-huh. So among the people that you were working with, say in the electrical,
no,
and stuff,
there weren't any of us up there that did it at that time.
Mm-hmm.
When you got down on the line, you got into more men and more different hazards and things like that. Mm-hmm. But when we first there was a union, but I don't remember any too much about it. Mm-hmm.
So about what year was it that you? About what year was it that you?
47.
47. Mm-hmm. So that was even after the war was over that you.
I don't know. No, it was before that. I don't know. All I can remember is 47 for some reason. Okay. I don't know what year it was.
Let me put a new tape in.